Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, episode 13.
Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Welcome back to the Grey People Podcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in, however it is you might be listening. We got a nice show for you guys today. We got some guests, too. We got Sean. Sean's back. And we got a good, close friend of the show, Derek. He's visiting from out of town.
How's it going, folks?
Derek, tell them where you're from. Tell them a little bit.
Currently residing in Los Angeles, California, visiting the 801 over here with my peoples.
We're going to be talking about the law of attraction today. And we're gonna want to discuss what we believe the law of the attraction is for us, what we believe it might be, and what we believe that we attract. What do we throw out to this world, or what it is? So I just want to get everybody's thoughts. Maybe somebody has the dictionary's
definition
of it. I think I have it.
You do? Okay, then you can.
But then I can let me read it for you guys real fast. This is very simple right here. I just learned how to read last week. It's great. So. Okay, the law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. That's the official definition.
So what do we believe? What you think you get, what you think you attract. Right?
Okay. So did you just close the show with that? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, guys. It's over.
All right, so what do we think, guys? What do we think, Randy? What are you thinking? It is Reyna, Derek, Sean. What do we got? What do you think?
I personally am a big believer when it comes to that, you know, the positivity side of things, you know, what you do, the way you think is what you are, you know. I try to be as positive as I can all the time and just take things as they go, understanding that they're not necessarily what got to determine how my day is going to go or finish, you know. Bad things happen every day, and I just kind of take it like, okay, cool, that happened, that sucked, but let's move on, let's keep it positive, let's keep it going. I'm not going to let this dictate how my day is going to end, so. I'm a big believer in that. I don't know.
What do you think you throw to the universe? Since you're saying you attract, so what things do you throw? What do you receive? What do you see? Any changes want?
Yeah, I think
a beautiful wave.
Of course. No, I, you know, the sense of, like, the positivity, I think, is a big thing with me. And people say I'm always smiling, you know. People say my last name, Feliz, right? Like, I'm very much like that. So I think just being that way, I typically attract people that are in a good mood, people that are willing to talk to me and, you know, maybe come and grab some of that energy. I don't know. I don't think I see a lot of people come with a lot of negative things to me directly. You know, I hear all these things going on. I hear everybody talking and bitching about things, but I just don't get people coming to me being like, hey, I'm really having a crappy day. You know, I guess I don't get a lot of that. I don't
That's interesting.
What about you, Reyna? What are you thinking? I see you thinking.
Well, I just feel like in general, it's probably something that requires training, because it's not easy, obviously, to just focus always on the positive side of everything. I feel like that's kind of one of my struggles, where I try, but it's still somehow the negativity kind of like overshadows, and I have to kind of like retrain my brain to only look at the positive of every situation, and like Randy said, kind of like attract the positivity back. Because if you wake, I read somewhere, I think I heard it was like the first five seconds of your day, you decide what the rest of your day is going to be like. So if you wake up and you're like, fuck, like, this is going to be a shitty day, then that's pretty much what it's going to be. So you have to speak it into existence as far as, like, today's going to be a good day.
That explains why they're so shitty, I guess.
Huh?
Just kidding.
It explains why today's so shitty.
So then, Reyna, you do believe in some law of attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
You believe that what you put out is what you receive, then.
Yes.
I guess a really good shout out to you guys. Thank you for having me on the show. And
my nigga's already signing off. He signed off. He just started. He signed off.
This is my way to bridge into kind of what I want to say. Like,
we got
to
make
you
laugh.
I try to be a positive person, trying to always bring good thoughts, a good, comfortable surrounding around to me.
You yelling at the mic. No, that's
good.
That's
good. Oh, my bad. I thought you were turning it down.
Oh, no, no. So,
from down there, it seems loud, you know?
I'm sure you're some echoes, you know, man. But, no, like, I try to really bring a good, comfortable aura around myself so that people can bring themselves to me as well, like a good thing about them, you know? I try to be, I guess the laws of attraction really is you reap what you sow. So if you do good, good comes to you. you treat people good, people treat you good.
Do you have an example where, has happened where you've gotten something positive back, like a huge impact in your life?
I gotta say, friendships have been a very good example to me of that area in his life, in our lives, because, I mean, I try to be a great friend to people, listen, you know, that's pretty big in life. People always want to talk, you know, and some people too. So some people just want to be talked to. So I understand that too. So I really like, I feel that if I do good with you guys, you know, always treat me well. And I see that in everyday life. So yeah, I guess trying to be sentimental here on a beautiful day like this.
The law of attraction for me is as simple as everybody explained. What you believe is going to happen. Right? It's hard to really think and perceive and put in your mind that if I say, let's say I'm going to be a millionaire, but there's actual work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, being negative is just such an easier way out. Mm-hmm. How many times, like I can personally speak of myself, I'm a positive person. Let's go ahead and say that. Yeah cool. But for some reason, I give more power to that negative one thing. So a negative thing for me might pop off sooner than something positive, because positive is constant work and negativity is like on autopilot.
I think that's, talk about that. You know, I have a lot of that I deal with
so
at work.
I remember when I got let go from Centrified, from when I was selling software, I went into the bathroom and the manager was like, when you come back out of the office, we need to talk. I was like, I'm fired. I'm getting fired.
So you spoke that into
existence? Fired. I walked in. I got fired.
Oh, okay.
I got let go. I was like, I'm getting fired.
At that same point, do you think, if you would have been thinking something else, like, oh, they're
and,
just going to demote me.
And that's the beautiful thing. They had cut, layoffs, so they let go of 8 people.
They're going to do it anyways.
But I had no real idea. But I just know that in that very moment, you live your reality. My reality is that if I say we're having this good show, one way or another, I'm like, no, we got to do this. So that's what I keep attracting. Like, let's go ahead and do that.
I could tell you just, you know, from my own personal experience at work, you know, managing people. Everybody always wants to, like you said, I think the negative is so easy to fall back on.
I feel like it's on autopilot. It's just there always.
And it's easy to cop out and say, yo, like, I'm just going to be negative today. For example, as a manager, right, I get to give and take opportunities away from certain people to some extent, right? People are,
you got a promotion called God over there?
No. No, there's stuff that, you know, there's stuff that you earn, but obviously, like, additional responsibilities, I'll have to give them to you over this person if I don't feel like you deserve them, right? Now, people see this happen all the time. Yo, I give this opportunity to somebody. And the first thing that you hear people, that, because it eventually comes back to me, right? Oh, like, that's fucked up. I can't believe they gave it to that person. Wow, like, I've been doing all these things and I don't get shit. Oh, it's because he likes them better. Oh, it's because, you know, and all these kind of like negative things. And not for nothing, but they start talking shit on these people. And what that does is two things. One, it doesn't make you look good in general. When that shit comes back to management, I'm like, oh, well, that was your initial reaction. Cool. Two, now you're really trying to bring down another person that's actually doing good work.
You're trying to bring down Karen.
Yeah, you want to
bring... Like Gary.
You want to bring down, like, this person doesn't deserve it. And you may throw out things like, oh, this person missed work 4 times last week. And
dry snitching.
Exactly.
An example of dry snitching.
Yeah, and you start throwing things because that's like, but without maybe even knowing it, somebody that's listening to you doesn't know that. And may start getting a perception of this other person because of all the negative things you're throwing out. Now, you know, for me, I look at it, right? That's what you attract. When things come back, then yeah, you're not getting opportunities because as a manager, I expect you to come back and say, oh, so-and-so got an opportunity.
Congratulations.
That's cool. That's what I would want to do.
So your example, I better cut you off. Your example is saying as far as the people that you're in charge of or, you know, you lead them. You have somebody that's attracting positive, you know, taking on assignments, doing what they have to do. So they can only attract good things as promotions or more responsibility, more trust. Versus the other person that's always on their negative, they're just going to attract, I'm sorry you're not ready for this position. I'm sorry we can't do this for you.
Yeah, because there's a thought leadership side of things, right? And if I hear that, my first thought is like, well, this person's not ready for more than just what they're doing because they can't see beyond what
like
they're
that.
Doing. You know, if you instead came to me, I'm like, hey, Randy, I noticed you gave so-and-so an opportunity. What do I got to do? What am I missing? What are some things? Because I really want to get that opportunity. I really want to work, and I want to make sure that I can get those things. Believe me, that same day I may turn around and be like, I got the perfect thing for you. Give me just 1 second. Let me.
You're a customer now.
Exactly.
I'm letting you go. You're a customer now. No, I got the perfect thing for you. Benefits package. Get the Cobra package when you get let go.
No, but I think to your point, when people think this way, they do in a way do things that they may not think they're doing, and attracting things and getting results that they don't even think are results that could come out of a simple venting session. You know, they don't think that just because you're venting to someone, this is going to lead to me not getting opportunities, to me not getting the next promotion. And I think we got to think of that, you know, wake up, understand that everything you say, everything you do, someone's hearing it, someone's listening, and someone's looking at you for inspiration. And when you're that negative person, they don't see you as a leader. They see you as just the nigga that's a little sour that somebody got an opportunity in.
So then you're attracting that. You're attracting that in that situation where obviously it's not going to help you.
Or you're embracing more negativity.
Exactly. Correct. Because
you're going to let that grow.
Because I'm trying to think how the... What's that saying in Spanish? How's it go? Like, sadness attracts... What's it? Loneliness? La tristeza? I forget what it is, but it's basically, yeah, like negative is going to attract that negative. The positive is going to bring more.
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company. That's what that is. So it's always going to attract that negative. On a side note, real quick, just because I brought that up, and we spoke that about yesterday, the difference between, and this is something else, telling on somebody, snitching on somebody, and dry snitching. Because a lot of times people visit, if you told on a situation to better that situation, you're telling on the situation. Yeah. Snitching is when you're an accomplice of the situation, and then you turn on the situation.
Yeah,
so we did something. We did something bad together, and then you tell on me when you're just as guilty as me. And a dry snitch is somebody, example, we're at work, you come back from work 5 minutes late, and somebody says, I didn't know lunch is now here, we're 35 minutes, I thought they were 30.
That's a
dry snitch that inadvertently is talking crap about you, but can't say it to your face and is trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
So people you get a lot. In days, that's that negativity. People just throw that like, oh, I didn't know that, we do this here now, where this person gets opportunities because they know the boss.
Yeah.
So, stuff like that.
In reality, you know, and this is just one thing that people don't consider, right? If I'm the boss, I know the rules, right? And believe me.
I hope so.
When it comes to an HR issue, when it comes to any of that, I'm not about to do some shit that could get me fired. I'm the last person that would, there's some managers that have done some fucked up shit. You know, there's a lot of managers that have done a lot of messed up things, and in the end, you know, when I'm giving somebody an opportunity, believe me, all my bases are covered. If anyone were to turn this around and be like, it's favoritism, let's say, right? And HR comes and sits down with me, believe me, I have the track to show that this person's getting opportunities for a reason and not just because they're cool with
so
me.
I will
never try to lose my job over some like, oh, it's because they know each
veering
other.
Veering off that one.
Yeah. No, but I know. But
I get what you're saying. So how do you put that back to, like we're saying, because these are all examples of law of attraction. What are you attracting?
There's a misconception as far as... Oh, my bad.
Go ahead. You're good.
No, there's a misconception as far as, like, you know, being that the rules is pretty much to speak it into existence.
Claro.
You still need to put in the work. Like, just because you say it out loud doesn't mean that tomorrow you're going to wake up and invent it. No, you still need to put in all that effort, the energy and everything.
Very interesting.
You'll be able to get that.
Well, that's why, let's say, and we have different scenarios. So, like, and, you know, not to get too in-depth in that, but, like, okay, religion will tell you spirits. Science will tell you energy, the streets will tell you vibes. That's how that runs. So if you're religious, it says get on your knees and pray, and I'll get on your feet and work. If you're not of a religious nature and you don't believe that, then you're just gonna be like, hey, I gotta be hopeful, I gotta stay positive, and put in the work. So yeah, I do believe that. Raina brings a good point, no matter what it is. But this is what's funny, and that's why I think negativity might win positive, because to be negative, all you got to do is just be negative.
Yeah.
Positive is asking you to work.
Positive
is asking you to do stuff.
Yeah.
So that law of attraction is, not only do I got to attract positive, but I got to actually work to be positive. Negativity is very simple. I could opt out to be negative right now, and that's it. I don't got to do nothing else.
So it takes a lot of work to be positive at all times.
Yeah.
That's like an ongoing, like you got to mentally say,
nope.
You know, nope, not today.
Correct.
Not today. You know,
you're fighting it.
Yeah,
what do you think, Sean?
We
want to hear from you, man.
Well, no, just because, like we were saying before, there's much more negativity than there is positivity.
Yeah.
So, just like you guys were just saying, it's easy to just give up, give in to whatever the crowd's saying, and be negative about it. As of what you were saying, yo, when you're being positive, it's work. You feel like you're drained at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You're like, all day I've just been saying, I can,
mm-hmm.
to everybody that's saying you can.
Yeah,
right?
And one thing that I think it's, you know, I do firmly believe it starts with a thought. Because here's how I kind of look at it. If you wake up and you're like, yo, today I'm going to have a great day.
Correct.
Right? It almost like on the background is almost working for you to understand that you've got to do some things for that to come true. You know what I mean? If you're saying kind of like the work side of it, right? Today's going to be a good day. I think you subconsciously know I got to do something to make sure today's a good day.
It's all mental. It's all mental. It's almost like working out, right?
Exactly.
You know, you want to wake up. I want to be fit I want to be skinny. I want to have a better cardio, you know, whatever. If you just wake up and just say it and then go to work, eat a cheeseburger and that's it, then you know, cool. At least you're helping yourself mentally be positive. But when you look in the mirror, eventually, you're going to realize, damn, all this talking ain't nothing. I got to actually start walking with it.
I think then, if we break it down like that, and I don't like because we're going broad, but we have to. So if you're attracting, you know, the law of attraction is, okay, it's a thought, begins with that thought, but because that definition says it begins with a thought, positive or negative, leads to positive or negative experiences. So positive things, I think, work in a chain. They link to each other. So I positively think, like Sean says, so I positively put in the work. So I positively will get that result.
It's kind of like this podcast, right? Like we all want to come together and do something as a family, as friends, right? And we could talk it all we want.
But we're
now,
here.
Now look at it and what we're doing.
We're 13 episodes in and we're here right now.
Exactly.
So that's the law of attraction.
We have our boys over here. We have Raina doing her thing. We're all working together, like all of the team. Because we're attracting the same thing. We're speaking out and we're getting
that. That's
actually a good point as far as like the video that we were watching about, what was it like?
Like attracts like.
So that's pretty much what it is. Like we're in the same direction or wanting the same thing, so this is what's happening.
Yeah, and even if you stir up in a different direction but still positive, it's still going to be tough. Like, let's say working out, right? I used to be all passionate about it, and believe me, I want to get back on it. But when I don't surround myself with the same mindset, right, it's going to be harder for me because that's what I personally
want to do. You don't work out because I don't work out.
Exactly. I'm blaming myself because I'm not strong enough to mentally I got to keep grinding. Because nobody's putting me down. It's just no one's pushing me up to do that,
push yourself up, yeah.
Let's talk about...
And that's kind of what it is.
One of the things I do like about, like, pushing yourself, like, when it comes to motivation is the sports aspect of it. There's so many great examples of people that have been determined saying, you know, I am a champion. I am the best.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of like we saw in the Jones thing, like, he wrote his name, Mr. Champion, 2011.
Yeah, before he was champion.
He basically planted that thought. He put in the work. He watered that plant. He put in the sun.
He put it.
And basically what happens is...
What does he do there?
He fertilized.
You know.
No, so he spoke it into existence. I like that.
So definitely, like, when we were determined, you know, we accomplished.
Like a boy LeBron James.
Exactly. Big time.
Witness.
Gifted as hell, but he put in the work, right?
On his background? Or was he
the chosen one.
The chosen one.
So, quick question for you guys, and I'd like to get an answer from everybody, and I don't even know, but we'll start with, maybe start with Raina. What would you guys like, one thing that you guys would like to attract in your life?
That's so hard, though.
So just one thing off the top of your head. Not that that's the only thing that you'll attract, but one thing you think, you know what, this is something that I want to attract. This is something, not maybe known for, but this is one thing that I want to be able to attract in my life. I want to be able to attract XYZ, whatever it might be.
Wow. One thing, the obvious is obviously like money, but I don't want to say just that.
Yeah. So give me one thing.
Hold on, let me think.
What about?
I got a song for you. Ready? I just wanna be successful.
Yeah.
It's a big umbrella. So break.
That's what I'm saying,
break it down
overall,
to. Let's come back to you.
Come back to me because
let's go ahead, Randy. If you have one.
All
right. One thing that you like to attract.
Well, Randy got a couple.
Yeah.
And if we can get that done before the Super Bowl, it'd be great.
I think for me, prosperity.
I think
if I could attract everybody to prosper, or, you know, just prosperity all around me, for me, for everybody, you know, that would be like ideal.
So better days, prosperity.
Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna hit better you with the rhyme on mine. I'm just gonna jump in.
Go ahead, Sean.
It's gonna be serenity.
Serenity.
Because when everyone could just be have peace within themselves and their surroundings, that's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're successful or whatever. It's just when you can really feel it every day and. Day in, day out.
Yeah.
To me, that's like the stress-free, like, man, I'm just really so blessed mentally every day.
To be
like that, I can only imagine. Because I feel like that day, you know, day in, day out, we all got our struggles, but to be like that every day, yeah. That's like, that would be...
Exactly. So imagine. That's what I believe, just the peace of mind for everybody, mm-hmm. from the working class guy who has to put in 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, to, you know, the corporate guy who has a whose salary, you know what I mean? Like, just come home to a good state of mind, just somebody that has a family, time.
Derek, what's down there?
Talking to the camera too. You gotta remember, we got a camera going on too. So,
no, but that's actually pretty good stuff. You know, when you really
just the peace of mind.
We gotta go back to Raina though.
No,
yeah, and I gotta go. Yeah, let me go. Me and then Raina can go.
Okay, my bad.
I'm trying to piggyback over somebody.
I want to go ahead and attract. So I want to go ahead and attract more. And I want to find the right words. I want to go ahead and attract more. Self-auditing, like audit yourself.
Accountability,
like, let's say, versus
self-awareness.
Self-awareness versus like the judgment of others. Like, before we go ahead and look, because I'm only human. There's, you know, I don't find myself envious to people, but sometimes you might be like, hey, I'm good. Like, how come I haven't caught this break? Or what haven't I done? And you might look at somebody else and you're like, damn, this person's not that good of a human being. They might have something that I don't.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I feel like we have to sit down and really audit ourselves and be like, what haven't I done? What has Sebastian not done to be there? Or even it might be something small, like maybe one little thing is stopping people from what they really want to achieve, which it could be just like, damn, but it's just
one thing.
That one little thing where it could be like jealousy, envy,
mm-hmm.
Breaking other people down. I just want to be able to attract people and throw that out to people and bring it back to me where I'm like, before I go ahead and judge any person, let me go ahead and judge myself.
And understand what you got to work on.
And understand what I got to work on. And if I don't got to work on shit, well, then fuck you. No, but if I don't, but like that, like that's what I want to be able to throw out and get back where people wouldn't be quick to, you know, I guess judge as much and just be like, okay, what am I doing wrong? Is there something I could be better at? You know?
Yeah, because if we all did that, it would be a great place.
It might work a little bit better, you know, like things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes we like the drama.
Yeah.
No, of course, we're only humans.
No, but ain't nobody got time for
that. All right, Raina.
You like the drama when it's not your drama. Like on the Shade Room, you be laughing at everybody's drama.
It's funny.
Cool. What about you?
I think I might actually stick with my original answer, which was success. But I want to attract success where it's not like overnight. Like, it came easy to me. I want success where I worked hard for something that I wanted to achieve and be able with that success also help others get success within, like, my family, my friends. Like, for example, this podcast, I would love this podcast to be something huge in the future, not for the popularity sense, just more because I want to be able to help someone out there and share something where that person can also share it and pass it along. So that's the type of success.
Shit, I want the money.
Yeah,
and the money
is good
at
hard for it. If it fell in my lap, I'd push it away.
Raina already said she's giving up her share of the money.
I like that. Bring a good point, though. I guess we're over here on the Great People podcast. What would be the great aspect of a law of attraction? What's either you think too positive or you think too negative?
That's actually...
I think it's just finding that balance, because like everybody has said already, like, it's so easy to be negative that I feel like the gray area is like...
Well,
that point where you just want to give up and not even...
The gray area
for me, I think it's more of the blind following of anything. I think, you know, when you start thinking this way, for example, religion or somebody that's like a guru that you follow, these Grant Cardones or Gary Vee type of guys, you know, and they're very inspirational guys. But what I'm saying is, when you blindly just
when you follow like a cult,
you know, like Grant Cardone today says, sell your house and go sell in Virginia and make it happen. When people start doing things like that without really understanding the consequences of blindly following these, you know, because I think from anything anybody's got to say, even from things that I say on a daily, yo, just decipher that and take what's good out of it. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
But don't, when
that's
people,
why.
Yeah, when people blindly follow, you know, religion says this and that's the only thing I can see, then I think you start getting in trouble because you're missing some of the other aspects. It's supposed to be something to inspire you and get you started. But I don't think anyone can tell you these 10 steps will get you $1 million by Tuesday.
Kind of just going on that, I guess that's what like faith is, though, in a way. Faith is like blindly believing something you know, just following it, putting
the other
everything
way
in there, expecting,
and I can see
but
that,
not like
you know.
That, you know what I mean? But
having faith is is cool, and then that's great. You know it's what cool. I mean?
I mean, just this is the great. This is actually the great, right?
No, no. But
you
what
wanted
I mean, the great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. But what I feel like when you start,
I'm glad we found out faith is cool.
Yeah. But when you start doing things just blindly because so and so said so, without fully understanding what you're doing, I think that's
okay. You're just saying without understanding the consequences. Like, don't be irrational and be like, sell your house the next day. And that means your house, your family's without a house.
Yeah. So the original question, I'm sorry, because I got a little lost.
What's the gray area?
And I want to get everybody that's listening to understand.
And she's saying that it's a balance, which, you know, is a great thing.
Yeah,
and
balance, understanding that, you know, I guess more of the consequences and understanding what you're doing. You know, because like Sean said earlier, I can wake up every day and be like, I want to be fit. But if you get in the gym and you think you can bench 1,000, you're going to have a very bad day at the gym. It don't matter how hard you think you can go. So I think the same when people want to listen to other people for inspiration, and that's all great, and you can wake up very inspired. Just understand that if so-and-so said sell your house and go, you know, find out what it's like to come from homeless to be a millionaire because you're going to feel great. Well, hold up. You know, what does that really look like? And I think there's people that blindly follow people, religion, whatever it is. You know, there's people out there.
Bringing it back to religion.
No, I'm saying no. Because some of the worst... Some of the worst acts committed in history have been because religion inspires some way or another.
People blame religion.
Blame religion, but they feel like that's what their religion is telling them, and they blindly follow whatever that piece of advice was, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think, Derek?
Wow. I think...
We veered off the law of attraction a long time ago.
Yeah. No, but you attract what you put out, so those people end up following, you know, because they... enjoy it, I guess. And then also...
Everything's perspective. Yeah. Everything's perspective.
And like you said, everything is what you get out of it. So
correct.
From the religion, you got a message that you have to bomb somewhere. That's because you got that out of that.
Well, and the same, you know...
Sean and I don't know where we went, but before Randy, you continue. Yeah. And it's all good stuff. You can post all this. It's very simple. I'm going to bring a couple points real fast. One, Gary Vee. I like Gary Vee. Him himself will tell you, stop listening to my shit. Go do. So I'm that type of person. I've told everybody countless times, anything I tell you, go research it. I'm nobody to tell you, believe me. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do it. And I watched this thing the other day because a bunch of people were talking. Shout out to my dude, Dre, from his podcast,
yeah,
Dre Raga. He was talking about 6ix9ine, and I saw a Tekashi 6ix9ine interview where he was explaining the meaning behind 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So here we're talking about what you're saying, perception, and what people believe in, maybe religion, politics, and I don't want to get into that, but it's as simple as a 6ix9ine. If you have a 6 and I have a 9, I'm not right and you're not, or I'm not wrong, you're not wrong. We're both right. We're looking at it from our different angles. So people grab anything in this world and not say twist it, but it's going to get to them and resonate the way they believe it.
Yeah, and actually interesting on that, because you were saying, right, the 6ix9ine, because he had a tattoo in his face, a 6 and a 9, which one is, like, what side is right? But if you grab that 6ix9ine and you flip it,
you're still a 6ix9ine.
And then who's right, who's wrong? Because now you got the other point, I got the other point. So it's just really...
I'm just saying, opposite. Man, law of attraction, man. I don't know what happened.
That's interesting, too, because...
yeah, right. We went way off the
line. No, I mean, it is a gray area.
It's a deep, it's a deeper gray area, you know.
The Asians, you know...
Oh, shit. Now we're saying about groups.
Are you trying to talk about
yin-yang? The
yin-yang.
I'm trying to say the yin-yang is the same thing. Because there's a...
Correct.
The Asians believe that yin-yang is an energy, that it's equal. There's a balance. You put in, you put out...
And there's negative and the positive, and there's positive and the negative.
Yeah, black and white, and it balances out.
No,
so
and I think that's, you know,
kinda does it,
that's really cool. Where the bottom line comes to, you know what I mean? Like, the law of attraction or whatever, right? It's going to get you in the right mentality. Well, if you understand that you attract positive and you try to be positive, you will most likely get positive. And where it gets, again, into that gray area is when you don't understand fully, I guess, your actions after you got that inspiration. Whatever light went on in your mind, that's where people get themselves in trouble, because they go on the, you know, they,
well,
whatever the case is.
Because then maybe you're going back to that, like Sean says, you know, what is it, common sense is in common practice?
Yeah.
You go back to, it's as simple as a goal without a wish is merely, or a goal without a plan is merely a wish.
Yeah.
So you go back to that. Of course, like, we think positive, we attract the positive. You have to put in the work.
And you have to believe, too. Like, that's the bigger aspect of this whole thing. Like,
exactly.
You need to believe that even if
every step of the way
wrong happens on the way, that
you can still,
it's still going to get, you're
still
going to get there. Like, it's still going to happen.
Was that thing Steve Harvey said? Ask, believe,
receive.
Receive.
Yeah. So things are going to happen. And that speaks more to me. I like it when sometimes you're a little too prideful. You're like, man, I don't know what this shit is about. And you look for either that mentorship or you look for some guidance. You look for some advice, something like, yo, how do I do this? I want to be, you know, if we want to have this podcast and we know somebody else is doing a podcast that's ahead of us, it's not a bad thing to reach out and say, hey, man, how do you do this?
X, Y, Z. You should always reach out and ask. Right.
And I think when it comes down to that law of attraction thing, it's okay, you believe it, and then what you do is, there's that saying that goes, do what you can. Oh, let me look it up, because I don't want to mess that up. The quote was just, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can, because I was trying to go off the how we're saying that law of attraction, you have to start somewhere. And then you have to put in the work. So that's just saying you got to start where you can, use the tools that you have, and you can't think like, damn, I just can't do this whole thing because I don't have it all done. I want to go back to what you said earlier, because you're giving an example of following anything blindly without thinking.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, you know, when I compare like anything, anybody following anything blindly, whether that's religion or an inspirational speaker or whatever the case is you're supposed to take concepts out of that and go and make it happen for yourself in your way, you know, because if you follow it to the like, you know, step one, two, three, exactly. When things don't go your way, because you're not really getting the gist of what it's supposed to be, now you're like, okay, well, it says to keep being positive, so I'm going to keep being positive, and you're not addressing the setback, you're not addressing what just happened, you're going to be lost, you're going to be stuck with whatever the case is. And that's where people go wrong, in my opinion, is people just blindly hear, you know what, they said step one, sell your house, step two, go out and make sales. You know, what happens when you sell your house and you don't have a way to get out there and make sales? Then what? Now you're homeless and what are you going to sell?
And then you attract negativity.
Exactly. So it just, that's kind of what.
Let's give Randy a clap. That was good shit.
Appreciate that, bro.
Or do you? There could be some homeless people that are very happy.
No, that's true. And you know,
that sounds like never met one.
If your goal is to be happy however you're going to be happy. It's just, I don't think you need a step-by-step and you need to follow blindly what, oh, because so-and-so said the way to be happy is this way. That's the only way to do it. And I'm going to blindly follow that. That's going to get you in trouble.
Okay. I like that.
I guess appreciate that. You know, kind of switching it up here, I thought about something about how we attract things. And this is going to be kind of corny, but like superstitions, I guess. Like, okay. I've always felt weird about how these things either attract positivity or negativity. Mm. For example, driving down the street, you see a black cat. What's the first thought that comes to mind?
Run it over. Correct, because that's already in your mind, exactly. So you're attracting that.
And so what I feel weird about is that...
You give it the power, I feel like.
Correct. Yeah. You attract that.
So either like the person that would attract that would think, man, I don't even know if I should even keep going on the same street. Let me make a U-turn or something, you know what I mean? So you actually attract. So, but if you, like, ignore it and you just continue your day, it's like, you know, that just couldn't even... Your attention, basically.
Which, to me, it just leads to two things. I think Raina said it earlier. It really all begins in the mind. Or yeah. I don't know who said that, but it really does. Because we give power to every single thing in our lives. So if our mind tells us, if we believe it, that we run into a cat and it's bad luck, then it's going to be bad luck somehow in our mind. If we do not believe that, then we see a black cat.
If you step on a crack, you break your mama's back.
And you're cooked.
Wow, there you go.
So,
that broken mirror shit.
I think, basically...
We're walking under
I'm on my seventh year.
I think this was a good conversation.
So you're out of it now. You're out of the 7 years.
But that's something that I think about sometimes, about the things that we think we attract.
Ask my girl. I think this is the end of the seventh year.
No, but
there's a saying that I like too. It's if you don't like something, just take away its only power, and it's your attention.
That's true.
We give attention to a lot of things like that really doesn't matter, and then they become bigger than what they have to be.
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, to that same thought, because that's actually a good thought. I think, and that's where we get stuck on these negative thoughts, right? You may not like something, so you get stuck thinking like, man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. This person did that. Who was involved? And you start breaking it down. You start breaking it down. Who was involved? Oh, that's fucked up. This is fucked up. And you get stuck on that.
Instead of putting your energy into something.
Exactly.
You know what it is? Like, if people at the end of the day, let's say you want to be fit or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and people say, yo, you got to train and stuff like that. A lot of people don't even train, you know, the body.
Or the mind.
But very few will train the mind. And mm-hmm. that's a very powerful thing that you have to train. You have to constantly, it's work. It's just mm-hmm. like anything else. in your body, in your life, if you don't put work towards it, it's done. So if you're not believing positive and it's a reoccurring thing that you have to do, doing things. So I'm saying to wrap this segment up, if we've learned anything for me that I take away, is that not only do you have to track positive, but you have to be willing to put in that work. And that's the hard part, because being negative is just that.
It's way easier.
So.
But here we are. We are putting the work for this podcast.
Okay, right.
We all want to attract positivity.
Let's move on to something else.
Damn, I'm trying to think of what else.
Oh, my bad.
No, but on the real, I guess for anybody listening or watching this right now, put it down in the comments. Let us know what are some things you think about this whole law of attraction discussion. I know it's really broad and we barely probably scratched the surface of it. So put it down in the comments.
Or you guys thought we was talking about like relationships and like sex and shit. Because you saw attraction.
Being attractive. Yeah.
You know, and all that shit. My bad if y'all got confused. Yeah. We can definitely touch on that subject.
We can always be like, what type of girls do you tend to attract?
Ugly attracts ugly. Yeah. But not me.
I used to be very ugly as a person.
Pretty. I think that's kind of funny that you said that. All jokes aside, shout out to all the ugly chicks. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, that's true. People, if you're that person that, like, you can get, actually, I like that question. If you're that person that could get, abused by people, then you attract that, like, people that are, like, going to step over you. You're a person that attracts, like powerful people.
I feel like the people that are in that situation take the easy way, which would be like, yeah, that's what I attract, instead of working on their mind and kind of work towards attracting something different.
I have a story. I have a story on that.
We go back to that negative stuff.
Story
go ahead, Sean. What you got?
Sean's like, I attracted Jenny, and here we are.
Oh, no. Parents, if you have a little children, this is the part of the show where...
No. Like, and it's more of a broad story, because this is everything where I've already touched, but I was working, and a person comes in, this woman, and she looked, you know, a little cracked out or whatever. And she comes in, she's like, oh my God, got with this guy, had sex with him, whatever. And she's this is all in public, right?
Damn.
So this person's like going off, right?
Just
crazy. Yeah, just, oh, you know, I had sex with this guy. Now, you know, they're gang members. And now this other guy want to get with me. But if I don't, you know, he's going to kill me or my family. Because, you know, that's how shit goes. And I'm like, damn, I don't know what you part of. But shit, sounds like you
get away
pimped,
from me.
You know, but whatever. But she came in, you know, all hysterical, and she's sitting on the table, and I'm like, you know, all she really needed to do apparently was to charge her phone. That's all she needed to do.
Oh,
she just needed to charge her phone. But she wanted, you know, tell the whole world what's going on. And she's sitting here, she's like, I don't know why I keep getting myself in this situation. It's been my whole life.
Sean's
I keep getting
like,
with the same kind of guy. And I'm like,
that's the problem.
And she's like, and it's been on the same street. My first thought was this.
Get off the
move your fucking ass out that neighborhood. One.
Sean's like,
you know?
Sean's like, we're going to have an episode airing on Friday
like,
on the Great People Podcast.
Yeah, like,
we're going to tell
you.
Right?
And I was like, I'm sorry you've been getting gangbanged by half the people on the block, and they all know you, and you're sad about it, and you're struggling, whatever it is. I have no sympathy for you because you obviously don't mind. And you mind today because it's really getting to you.
Yeah.
But the simulation I would do would be like this. Get your ass out of that street, maybe into a different project or a little...
Find somebody.
Not me. Don't bring that shit over here. Because I saw half the people she was rolling with in the, you know, outside the store, and I'm like, don't bring them motherfuckers
in. You attract trouble like that.
Because I feel like they're going to steal my shit, right? And that's just me, you know, bringing that energy. Now I'm feeling like, yo, I don't want to be negative. I'm trying to be positive. Let me help this person out.
Yeah.
By letting you charge your phone so you can hit that person up to not fuck you or kill you. I don't know what he's trying to do. But I was like, let me do something.
Me. Don't kill me.
Yeah, but I was like, let me do something nice for this person, because at the end of the day, if I, you know, God forbid, I'm in this situation. But if I saw her, I'm like, yo, remember me? I thought I helped you out. I ain't trying to do something for a favor, but... Can you help me out? Like, I don't want this guy in the street. I'm all sudden on. He's trying to fuck me too.
Sean looking
Whoa,
for
where, that where is the story going now?
Sean's looking for a hitman. Maybe that's what you need, and now she can hook you up.
Hopefully, I don't need that.
Anyway,
shout out to all the beautiful people in the world,
yeah.
Which is everybody, unless you're like some psychopath or something.
Yeah,
like
you're so
beautiful. But you know that I think that just ties in. I think that kind of ties in what we were talking about. It's like, yo, this person literally told me. It happens over and over and over.
That person,
she's been in the same position.
This person is attracting that same situation
over
and over again.
Yeah.
And she's crying. And I'm like,
I always fall for your type. That's that Drake, right?
Yeah.
Always fall for your type.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
it. You know, in getting to know people, I think it's always interesting to see how people think of themselves. You know what I mean? So when you attract, I think one of those things that we attract is, if I say, you know, I'm probably not the best looking person,
mm-hmm.
You're already just saying that, you're putting that out there, so you're going to attract either, you know, probably someone who's taking advantage of you.
Something negative. You're not going to check probably some positive.
Or you may sit there and think, yo, I'm not the greatest looking guy. If there's a really pretty girl, you may be like, yo, she's out of my league automatically. Yeah,
correct. Put that out. That's why you got to talk those things into existence. I forget what they call that. But when you give them yourself those powerful statements, you're like, yo, I'm beautiful. I'm smart.
Self, a pep talk or something. Affirmations.
Which I encourage everybody to do that. And that might sound funny to people, and they're like, I don't want to do that, but everybody's got to feel good about themselves.
If you don't do
man.
It yourself, who else is going to do it? You can't rely on people to
compliment you and stuff.
Well, beautiful.
I mean, I do rely on you guys.
No, everybody likes compliments.
No, and
that's damn, nobody gave you a compliment.
Right now, you look nice with those headphones.
Brandon, you're like the highlight of this whole. Oh,
shit. Yeah, so
let's move on.
And again, if you guys have maybe a gray area that you guys want to add in the comment, go ahead and put it down below. If there's something you want to add that you think we missed, or if there's something that we said that was wrong that you feel some sort of way and you want to maybe have a discussion about it, put in the comments, let us know. But we're going to move on to the next segment. Is a 3, 2, 1.
Are we going to say it all together?
No, we don't do that. That was his last episode.
Can
we're
you let Derek
kidding.
Say it?
Yeah, you want to lead
the
segment?
Yeah, he's the guest.
So
yes, okay.
So this is where we're
saying 3, 2, 1, or
we only need 3 people to give this.
No, let's all do one.
I'm good.
It'll be forever long.
Yeah, I'm good too. The author.
You 3 guys.
What?
Okay, sure. Okay. All right. So for this next segment, we're gonna do the 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. 4 or 5, 2.
No, it's 3, 2, 1. Because anyways,
I got you. I understand.
This is
3, 2, 1 means.
There's gonna make.
So, anyways, we're gonna do the 3, 2, 1, which is where each of us will say something that was impactful for us this week. Whether it's something that was positive, made you laugh, maybe something that kind of bummed you out. You thought it was the grossest thing you saw. Whatever it is,
something powerful from the week that you take away from a week's worth of time.
Exactly.
From last Sunday to this Sunday.
That you want to share. And to give you an idea, I'm gonna get it started.
Go ahead.
Because I know you need to
appreciate
to be a guest
so
the
we're
show.
Keeping that routine the same.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
So for me, one thing that was very impactful was Gary Owen at the going to the Breakfast Club. So for those of you guys that don't know, we kind of mentioned his name a few times already in this episode, but Tekashi 69, this rapper, look him up. He's got some crazy stuff out there. But he went to the Breakfast Club and he did an interview, and it was a very interesting interview, to say the least. There was Charlamagne Tha God and him were kind of just bumping heads and going back and forth. And turns out the interview has been watched whatever million times already, like 8 million times. So Gary Owen, this comedian, goes in the show. He was dressed as Tekashi 69, and it was just the funniest thing. Like, he was kind of, the questions were kind of similar, so he was just kind of vibing. But then he was talking about his own story, kind of pretending like it was what was happening. And, he was like, fuck you, Kevin, fuck you. He was just going off on people like Tekashi kind of was on his episode. But then, it was just hilarious. So go check it out if you want to. Just Google Gary Owen, Tekashi 69. I'm sure it'll come up. Or if you look up The Breakfast Club, it'll probably come up in there. But that for me was hilarious. And I told like 6 people to watch it because I was like, it really has.
It was pretty funny.
Have you told them to watch our podcast?
And I always tell people to watch our podcast.
Mm. Oh, and if you get a chance, watch the podcast too. Watch that Gary Owen shit.
No, of course. How will I not tell people to watch my thing over somebody else? But in the end, yeah.
Nice. What about you, Rain?
Impactful for me this week was having Derek.
Wow, appreciate that.
Because I feel like just having him brought
your phone.
All the friends together. I know, he's not even listening to me.
No, I'm prepping my car right now.
Para California. No, because I feel like having you here brought us all back together, and I feel like it's been a while since we had the group of friends together, and it was nice yesterday playing pool and just hanging out. So it's just I'm very big on unity, so I felt really happy yesterday because we were all together.
Appreciate that.
Amen, sister.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My thought this week has definitely been being here. Being honest, hitting the 801 Utah. Really refreshing. Just the friendships I got out here are just eternal, to be honest.
Yeah, not dealing with traffic. I bet that's
not
nice.
Not dealing with traffic. That was good, too. Man.
Still, man.
Something that hit me this week is a song that I've been listening to. It's actually by Tory Lanez. Really good song. It puts me in a good zone. And
what song is
motivated
that?
Me this week. It's called 48 Hours.
Oh, can you sing a part of it?
singing is very optional for me, so I can quote a lyric from it.
Okay, quote a lyric.
Quote a lyric. Let me see. I can't verbally quote it.
Is it skirt,
but
skirt?
It's skirt, not skirt, skirt, skirt. That's a...
I can't verbally quote it, so he's going to draw a picture for us.
let's see. It's actually called 48 Floors. He's on the 40th floor of a building, and he's enjoying the view. So I would like to be somewhere in that elevation looking at a city, which is... I'm putting that out there. I'm attracting that. You know, I want to be up there with my peoples. You know, eating a great dinner.
48 floors.
I can take you to the mall real quick, and we can look over that. That's how we make things happen.
I'm sure that looks like 48 floors to you, my man. I'm enjoying it. I want to be up there.
We're really high. It's like 48 floors. Hey, man, we just went upstairs. I like
yeah,
that. All right.
Definitely, yeah.
I appreciate everybody sharing that.
One time you get me.
Oh,
that
wait.
Was good.
I got the peoples, though.
Yeah, and we're going to move on to our final segment, which is called, Raina, please let us know.
So this would be the people's note. So if you're new, this is our version of the quote of the day. And today it is, if you can imagine it in your mind, you can experience it in your reality. So now it's for the shout outs. Is that what we do?
Great show.
Shout out to
wrap
our audience,
it up, like
Jenny
always do.
And Brittany.
This
kind of a couple friends.
We're gonna have a couple more people coming onto the show as well.
Yeah.
We're just now just filling them in and get you guys going in and out. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, yeah, thanks everybody.
Everyone that's trying to get on the show, you're going to get these calls this week. So expect
yeah.
it.
If
you
see an unknown number, don't ignore it.
Yeah, so that's Sean, our manager. He's going to be taking care of making sure things get set up, making sure people are, you know, we work around their schedules, all of that good stuff. But yeah, for sure, big shout out to anybody that supports us, that gives us feedback on a week to week basis. Big shout out to everybody that supports us, gives us feedback every week.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, thanks for, you know, the following, the consistent, you know, just being there. We really appreciate it. It's growing, believe it or not, it's growing.
I believe it.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, no, I'm sure people, I'm sure somebody
no,
may click here and watch and be like, oh, these guys are still like, you know, whatever,
like,
many views. It is growing and we appreciate the growth. And again, this podcast is going to be the biggest thing out
you
there.
You know what's
so
funny, Randy?
Be ready.
I've known you for years, like many, many years, and you're my family. I've never noticed, bro, so much from doing the show. That, and not in a bad way, don't take this in a bad way.
Yeah.
You have a rebuttal for almost everything. Like, you really do.
Yeah.
You guys understand my struggle, though?
No, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you're ready, like, off the top of your head. Like, you don't hesitate.
Yeah,
because I've never seen you pause one time when someone says something and you're like, I'm going to pause and see.
No.
You were ready to fire.
Here,
you
bro.
Don't get it.
None of that with you,
bro.
You
always say something.
But it's
say.
A good thought. Like, you
it's
say
good,
it
though,
and
yeah.
it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Because
you
know, even I have
I don't
to
know
sit
how it
back
is in marriage,
and
I know, but hey.
No, it's true. Like, because sometimes I'm like, I better pause or else I ruin some shit.
No. And what I'm trying to say with that, because obviously I appreciate that we're doing the show. This is, at the end of the day, like we spoke earlier, we're attracting this. We're doing it. We're actually doing something, which is fun, because at the end of the day, these conversations were the same conversations that we're having before we had microphones.
Yeah.
And it's just fun now that literally we're on mics. We're staying busy. There's more people getting into these. And this is anybody that, let's say, I'm not saying it's like grand prize if you hang out with us, but this is what we do.
Yeah.
We talk, bullshit, shoot the breeze, have
yeah.
a good time.
And at the end of the day, hopefully, what we're hoping to inspire is those conversations and include more people. Really, at
correct.
The end of the day, we do this because we love it. It's a lot of fun to talk about.
But we're sure
topics.
A lot of people, you know, have these convos, talk, and,
yeah.
and hopefully we can all connect, and this is just fun for everybody. Something mm-hmm. that... I really hope that at the end of the day, what this does for everybody, and obviously we could say like, oh, we want to be millionaires. But the biggest thing for me is we have fun while we're doing it. It gives us a sense of purpose. And for the people that are listening, that whether it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, it was something that they enjoy. Like when I watch a show and I'm like, this ain't going to change my life. But when I tune in personally to see Law and Order,
it's fun.
I'm enjoying those 40 minutes. So when people listen to this, I hope that they could just be like, man, that dude Randy's funny. You know, Raina's funny. Yo, they had Derek on there. Yo, Sean, I can't wait to just hear his crazy ass say something like, yo, Sebastian, you know, like that. I just want people to enjoy what they're listening to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
yeah.
So let us know. Give us that feedback.
Yeah, and if you enjoy it, give us a like. Share it with your friends. Hopefully,
and if you don't like it, let us know why, too, because that's
yeah.
more important, too.
And honestly, yeah. I like that you mentioned that. If you don't like it, please tell us why. You know, not from
And if you a hater, stay hating.
Yeah. Not to call anybody else. No, but you know, you do see some people.
We ain't insecure over here is what we're saying.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You see people dislike things, and that's cool. It goes to the statistics, I guess, because you're not really helping in any way. So,
shit.
Damn. He still gave me that view.
No, I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm saying, if you want to contribute, if you really want to contribute.
I'm getting Randy Rouse right there. He's like, Randy's like, when he start giving you these ones, it's trouble. That's trouble.
The more he wants to get his point across, he's like.
Yeah, he's like this.
Cause he go like, this is shit.
He be Billy Rocking. He's like, I got a point.
He's like, I took it to this level.
No, but for real. I get you. If you want to contribute, it's not a bad thing if you think we're doing something wrong.
Let us know.
Because we'll work on it. That's what we're here for. If you feel like we're doing great, then give us a like, and that will tell us we're doing great. But the dislike just doesn't really help by itself.
I like this part of the show because now we're just like freestyling. It's fun. Derek just got up, and it just reminded me of that thing you were telling me about last week when Sean got on the light with Christian Bale. When the guy got up. You seen that?
No, I haven't seen
that. When he blew up on, he was shooting Terminator, and one of the professional guys on the light, he was looking at the light, but he was kind of blocking it.
He was blocking it?
He blew up on the dude.
He's like, you have fucking amateur. Yeah. You should know better than get in front of the light. That shit was funny. You just got up. I wanted Randy to say that while he was talking. You fucking sit your fucking ass down. No, just because you moved. It was funny.
Like, I'm already here, Derek.
I was going to talk about that, you know, after we did this.
He's like, air our laundry. But hey, that's that. I'm sorry.
Let's
we've been saying bye forever.
I know. Like, it's about to be an hour.
When it's all chopped up, this will probably be 15 minutes. Okay, so that's it. You know, tell us, Randy, where we can follow.
Yeah. Instagram, Great People Podcast. On Twitter, Great People Podcast, but it's Great PPL Podcast. The same everywhere on YouTube. Just look it up, Great People Podcast. And if you want to shoot us an email, greatpeoplepodcast@gmail.com. We're everywhere.
We appreciate everybody.
Great People.
Thanks
for tuning in. Once again, we had Sean, Derek. Let them know where they can find you, man.
Derek_310.
All right.
Holla at me.
Sounds
good.
Slide
into those DMs, guys.
You do.
I mean, guys.
Ladies, preferably.
Ladies, please. Lord, what you trying to attract me?
But hey, that's it. That's the show. Appreciate you tuning in. Cut.